Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show, live, 560 WQAM. Tobin out for the week, Leroy in, J-Fig in, Marquito Tito, your boy, Frog Boy, Art God. What else do I go by?
How many of them do you have?
It continues. Lava Boy, here, holding things down. Just got done with a riveting
Lava
rendition.
Boy, was it Lava Boy in the Twilight movies?
He was, actually. No, he was. That was Shark Boy.
Shark Boy.
Shark Boy, okay. Lava Girl. Yeah.
Yeah, Lava Girl.
Hey, you know what? I'm impressed that you know that, yeah. Leroy.
Huh?
Can I tell you?
I did.
Yeah, that's fair.
like, who did? This is just like I know about Dora the Explorer.
Yeah,
but. I never liked Dora.
Really? Wow.
You know, my lack of patience. I think she started
to hurry up and find what she was looking for.
I said, turn around, woman.
Yeah.
Look.
It's right there. You're making us look bad.
Crazy.
You're making us look bad.
I kept yelling at the television. How hard is it? To
now, you know what my Dora the Explorer was when I was growing up?
Yeah.
And that means, you know, cartoon for the people.
Yep.
Fat Albert.
Fat. Hey. It's Fat Albert.
They made a Fat Albert movie.
They did. Had Kenan Thompson, I
you
believe.
You know who started?
Remember that?
Yes. Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Yep. One of the many, many things Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
I used to love watching the Bill Cosby show.
Yeah.
Yep. Good show.
Loved good watching show, absolutely. It. Nick at Night, I think it was.
Yep.
Well, I saw it live.
Little Rudy Huxtable.
And it was out for real.
No. She called you old. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks. I got my list.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
We have reported multiple times that your boy LeBron James has signed a max deal with the Lakers, but the Lakers also made a few interesting additions. But this time, as opposed to it being to their roster, it's to their coaching staff. The Los Angeles Lakers have added two key pieces to their coaching staff. Nate McMillan and Scott Brooks have now found their way to the staff. Yeah, they're two head coaches with over 1,000 victories under their belt. And it seems like...
You know what that means.
What?
When JJ get fired.
There you go. You already got two people waiting in the wings. They're not the only people who added coaches, though. Coaches with winning backgrounds. The Warriors added Jerry Stackhouse and Terry Stotts to their staff.
Okay.
So it seems like a lot of people adding, I'll tell you what, the West seems like they're adding players, coaches, anything they possibly can
because,
to get it.
Who are they competing against?
Yeah, right? It seems like the West
is wide open. A lot of teams in the East are thinking, just give me a chance with Boston, right?
Yeah. Although no one looked close.
New York, how do you think, New York is probably thinking if we were just healthy.
Yeah, I think everyone's thinking if we were just healthy, but, you know, it's a lot of ifs. If this, if that. Now, the only thing that's been solidified.
You know what that is? You know what they're selling?
Dreams. Hope.
Hope.
The Miami Hope. Back at it again. Yeah, it's, again, no moves. We did mention that the 76ers are interested in both Caleb Martin and Haywood Highsmith, but the 76ers are interested in everyone, so.
Where they got Paul George?
They did. They did get Paul George. They've gotten better.
And he's going to do what they haven't had anybody to do.
Yeah.
Catch and shoot guy, perimeter guy, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a good
They thought Tobias Harris was going to be that guy, but he couldn't make a three to save his soul.
Tobias Harris over me? It is outrageous indeed. Mentioned earlier, Marlins back in action today. Inter Miami back in action today. So a couple things for you to watch if you're, you know, jonesing for some sports now that the Panthers season is done. Speaking of Panthers, we mentioned earlier the Panthers and Anton Lindell agree to terms for about 6 years. 22 years old, Mr. Liddell. So we have the core of that team locked up for about 6 to 8 years now. So if you enjoyed this season and the seasons that have been, you will continue to enjoy that youth as they continue to grow together. And, you know, it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. I know Bob is up in age, but Spencer Knight seems to
be
ready.
Spencer Knight, right.
They signed Driger the other day. Driger's made his way back.
Oh, so, he's back?
Yeah, Driger's back.
Wow. You know,
that was...
Big.
Moose. Yeah, for sure. So, Panthers making some moves again. Everyone's waiting on these Heat. But it's okay. They will make the correct move. I got faith in them. In our city, the Cavender Twins back at it again. Now with the
Miami, right?
Miami Hurricanes, indeed. They're getting that bag again. They signed a deal with Under Armour. They will be representing Under Armour, the newest brand ambassadors. That deal.
Well, question.
Yes.
How does that work when your team has to wear?
Fair.
Because you remember that whole debacle when the first Olympics team with Jordan and they had the flags over their stuff because they had to wear the, you know what I mean? They had to wear the stuff that sponsored the team.
Yep.
So they wore flags over the brand.
Who is the current sponsor for the Miami Hurricanes?
I think it's Adidas.
Of the Miami Hurricanes, the correct answer is... You know, when you write sponsors for the Miami Hurricanes, you get a lot of answers. So let me find The Athletic.
So you gotta do, who sponsors the just do football. I'm trying to think if it's all of them or do each coach pick. Right? And you got to put what – it's Adidas. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Boom. Adidas. Yeah, because the Adidas sponsorship runs through June 30th, 2027.
Right. So how does that work?
So it seems as if maybe they can wear – okay. Under Armour stuff under their clothing? Like if I'm in a locker room doing an interview or like I'm allowed to do commercial stuff. Maybe I just can't wear it like on the court, but you know.
Well, there's and here's the deal.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have to wear that stuff. See, we wore it because that's what they gave us.
Yeah.
But if you have your own deal, you don't sign paperwork saying I have to wear whatever the team is being sponsored by.
According to the NCAA rules, players must wear the footwear brand associated with the program sponsor during games.
There so, you go. Yeah. You know. So they got to wear Adidas?
It says there's only two exceptions, injury or logo coverage. If an athlete does wear a different brand, they may need to cover its logo.
Right. So, and that happened to me.
Yeah.
I did something to my ankle, and I had to wear high-top tennis shoes, and I wore, I forget what brand, but it wasn't Nike, and they spatted it up.
Chuck Taylor's?
No, dude. I don't know how people play basketball in those things.
No, that's crazy. It's ridiculous. I don't know how people
do ridiculous.
Anything but, you know, Dan Day works out at Chuck Taylor's.
That was damn near the first Air Jordan.
I don't even know how people work out with those.
Yeah, those are the Dan Days.
They have, like, on a support scale, 0.5.
Yeah, it's strange. Awful. It's really all just willpower at that point. It's very strange.
British I sometimes Knights. Wonder how I used to wear them.
Y'all remember British Knights?
those are old school. I know those are old school because my dad used to mention those. And PF Flyers. I don't know what the hell a PF Flyer is.
PF Flyer was like the the upscale
Chuck Taylors,
yeah.
Yeah, well. Nope. You know how I like my shoes? Used. Let's keep going with some more headlines. Like I mentioned, Inter Miami back in action today. But they will have Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba. No Messi, no Suarez. The Warriors signed Kyle Anderson and are close to closing in on a deal to sign Buddy Hield. So the Warriors continue to get better. So basically,
he's
going to
take over for Clay, but he actually makes threes.
Yep, there you go. He won't go 0 for 10 in an elimination game and then cry the whole offseason. Also, Klay Thompson, no family as of right now. No woman, no, never seen him with anyone. Why? Unbearable. Can't stand him. Loves himself too
much.
Don't
start fishing.
Loves himself too much. I'm just saying. Has it no baby mama drama? That's interesting.
Wait, so you saying it's a bad thing he don't have no drama?
I'm saying if you've gotten that far and nothing is no one has caught you or you haven't caught anyone, those are damaged goods, my friend. Klay Thompson, damaged goods, bro.
I mean, you could say that if you've had like five boyfriends or girlfriends.
Don't talk about Taylor Swift.
Why you ain't hooked up yet?
Don't talk about Taylor.
I'm surprised they didn't say that to me.
It was them, not her. Don't talk about Taylor Swift that way.
Minus one.
It's fair.
Minus one.
We're going to go ahead.
For reaching. You know what? I need to write that one down.
We do need to write various, because that can definitely be used for...
remember the kangaroos?
For reaching.
You know who was sponsored? Kangaroos was Peyton.
Peyton Manning? Obviously.
No.
What?
Running back for Chicago.
Walter Payton.
Ah. They bought him a Lamborghini or something.
Kangaroo?
Yeah. Go pull up Walter Payton shoes.
Kangaroo shoes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did he run in these?
Yeah.
He wore these on the field.
Yeah.
Hell no. What is going on here?
Yeah,
he probably got a nice check for that. He was the first and last person to represent kangaroos.
I mean, kangaroos don't even exist.
Exactly. Rough. These are not great. I'm looking at these now. These are some of, God bless sweetness, but these are some of the ugliest shoes I've ever seen.
I mean, we had, and then.
I'd rather run in K-Swiss.
Then when they started licensing the league. Start licensing. You can wear Nike, Reebok, or League shoes.
League shoes?
Apex. They were called Apex.
Okay.
If you ain't have one of those three brands, you got fined. And remember when Bush went to New Orleans, he wore Adidas and he got fined and they paid his fine.
Yeah, usually the companies for the right athlete will go ahead and cover that fine.
Remember, he had them gold Adidas. He was getting whacked $100,000 like every week.
Yeah, I was sponsored by Popeye's Chicken for a little bit. I couldn't go to churches. It was bad. It was very bad.
Hey,
I made it through.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
Yep.
Back home, they had just as many churches as they had Popeyes. But the thing about churches, they had that big jar of jalapenos.
Ooh. That sounds
like good. In the corner store.
Oh yeah,
take that little bag.
Just go ahead.
Take that little bag.
Pick it yourself.
And the tongs.
Yeah, those tongs. By the way, never washed.
How is that? Why? How we're still alive?
Yep.
Or how about we used to eat stuff out of that pink juice?
No, what's wrong with it?
Pickled eggs.
Yeah, delicious. Pickled eggs. Pig feet.
Pig feet.
Pickled sausage.
Pickled sausage. I think pickled eggs and pickled sausage. Is the most disgusting thing on planet Earth.
Disrespectful. Now my mouth is actually watering at the thought of being able to. But you can't get the ones that are in the plastic. You got to use the tongs that you don't know when's the last time they were washed. And you got to pull them out of the cup that you know hasn't been washed in quite some time.
Wait,
you go in that
jar. How are we still alive?
Build your immune system.
Do you know how disgusting that is?
Oh, it's gross. It's gross. It literally is gross.
Like people standing in line to use the same tongs into formaldehyde and pull out an egg.
That has, again, that tong probably never washed. Probably never washed. Someone accidentally dropped it, put it back in the cup most likely. Yeah. That's the good stuff. That's how you build an immune system. That's when America was great again.
Tough.
Where you can just eat anything. Yes. You ain't have to break through 17 layers to get an aspirin.
That's tough. I don't even know right? what the hell gluten is.
Bubble wrap didn't exist.
Yeah. The good old days. When we come back, we're going to go ahead.
Oh, Fila.
Fila forever. I love Atlanta. We are going to come back. Well, actually, you don't love Atlanta, so I apologize, Leroy. Yeah, I know. You loathe Atlanta instead.
Drinking out of the hose.
The best kind of water. Although, I think I'm the only person who still uses water fountains. I'm actually positive I'm the only person who uses water
fountains. And you use them completely wrong, too.
What? No way. I have good form. I have good form when I do it.
Really?
Yeah, no one uses it.
Like, it's very
good. Like a Go-Go Gadget tongue cup.
Yeah, maybe that's why I use it. Maybe it's just harder for everyone else. But I go to these water fountains that are like... They look like a dilapidated home. No one uses them anymore. They use the thing where you put your bottle and then it automatically dispenses into your cute little Stanley cup.
Yeah, we had that.
Yeah, but the actual one where you put your mouth on it, I'm the only one doing that. Oh, yes.
Hey, how nasty was that as kids? Like, you'd be waiting in line for water and some kid just put his mouth.
Yeah.
Disgusting. I would walk away.
Yeah, I'm good off that. I'm good off that.
And your theory of cleaning it was let it run for a couple of seconds.
Did that not work? Is that not supposed to?
Disgusting.
But like, or like, and we didn't care that the water hose water tastes like water hose.
Yeah.
Right?
A little bit of copper in that. A little bit of copper in there for sure. Definitely a little bit of copper in the water hose.
We're still here.
What's water without a little rust?
Now there's a drug for everything.
Yeah.
Like, we had that when we were kids. All of a sudden, they just mysteriously found it.
Yep.
HPV. HPV was around when I was a kid. I'm good.
Now, everything. I'm telling you, maybe it's a little bit too much knowledge. Let's go back to being ignorant. More lobotomies.
Wait, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Now they show commercials where they tell you to go to your doctor and ask for a prescription.
Yes. I mean,
like, really?
We got to get that money.
Aren't they supposed to know?
Big Pharma got that money.
That moñón.
That moñón. when we come back, we missed this. Oh, no, we did it. We did damages done already. This one is Rats Off a Ship, our favorite Wednesday game. When we come back.
Rats Off a Ship, game 6.
Rats Off a Ship.
Welcome on in. Welcome back, I should say, to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Time now for our favorite Wednesday. You heard me. Wednesday game. Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Jay Fig has the topics. We have the answers. Figgy, what's number one?
All righty then.
Hmm.
See what I did there?
I like that.
Okay. Well, number one, we have the Miami Heat landing a whale before the start of the season.
Who? Leroy? Where are your rats lying?
I'm rats off a ship because I don't know what's available.
And rats off a ship.
What I've seen that's available is not what I would consider a whale.
A whale. All right. I mean, just because you don't know it's available doesn't mean it's not available, though.
Right.
That
no, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said I'm rats off a ship.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I too am, unfortunately, rats off a ship as well.
Rats off a ship.
I don't believe they will do it because I don't believe it exists. So there's that. It should be a disappointing end to free agency, if you ask me. But hopefully I'm wrong. Figgy, where do your rats lie?
What do you think Tobin would say here? I feel like he would call us...
He'd say that we have no guts.
Lack, yep.
He'd say that.
I was trying to find ways to say it in Tobin terms, but yeah, lack of guts.
He'd call us pansies.
Mm-hmm. Bums, maybe?
Bums, yes. Charlatans. But he doesn't have the best track record, so I'm not sure if that would change how I feel.
And then he'll start shivering or something?
Indeed. Indeed.
It's so cold in here all of a sudden.
You think that's a male? That's not a whale.
Rats off a ship.
If right now we're talking about DeMar DeRozan or Trae Young, it seems like whale season has ended already.
And I am a big fan of where this team is right now. Don't settle.
Leroy's ready to run it back.
No, I'm not.
Number two.
Don't settle. If you're going to make a trade, do what you got to do to make a trade.
All right.
If you're not going to make a trade, then don't try to bring somebody in and sell it as a big acquisition.
Figgy, what you got for number two?
Number two. How do we feel about the Florida Panthers going back to back?
Back to back with it. My rats are not off a ship. My rats are staying put. I do feel as if there is a chance for us to run back to back. I mean, we've locked up our core. We have the same coach. We have the same goalie. I don't see why not. Leroy?
I am not rats off a ship because they have been there the last 3 years.
That's right.
And they've kept the core players. So the same team, you're telling me the same team getting better at what they do can't go and do it again?
I mean, that's what they're trying to tell you, Leroy. That is what they're trying to tell you. Figgy, what about you?
Look, they kept a good portion of their players. You know, the loyal players.
Oh, seems like there was a little bit of shade in that, but okay.
Just a little bit. But you know what? I'll get over it because, yes, I do believe we would go back to back. Which, right. No, I'm not rats off a ship.
Robbie has a point. If they go back to back, Marcos better be allowed at the VIP party. That's what I'm talking about, baby. I better be allowed upstairs this time. I know he did that on purpose. Oh, I couldn't
leave. Let you upstairs.
Oh, I couldn't leave my laptop. Oh, how could I leave my laptop? Dude, it was 3 feet away. You could have walked and said, hey, let that guy up. But no, had me suffering in the rain, Tobin. Suffering in the rain.
He was trying to hold fort because people were hobnobbing, right?
Hobnobbers.
No,
that's
so
what he says.
Nope.
All right. What is number three, J Fig?
Kemba Walker being a Hall of Famer.
I think I'm rats off a ship, dude. I think I'm rats off a ship.
You're, who cares if you're rats off a ship? It's happening.
I don't know, man. I don't understand why you're so. We need to find out.
He averaged 20 plus points in the NBA as a 5'11 guard and was straight clutch in college.
Yes. It's
basketball Hall of Fame.
That is the one thing that
because
is holding.
Guess what?
Me. Yeah.
Who's the dookie that played on the USA team?
Leitner. Yeah.
Leitner didn't have that great of an NBA career. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Is he? That's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me see. I got to see. Leitner, Hall of Fame. Sounds about right. Yep. Enshrined in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Right.
That is so
you're
crazy.
You're telling me if Leitner, and he was great in college.
Yeah.
But if you... Don't think.
But here's there's an asterisk though. There's an asterisk with this. I just realized this. He's not in the Hall of Fame as an individual though. He is enshrined as a basketball Hall of Fame member of the 1992 Dream Team. So he's in the Hall of Fame, but
He's not. All right.
Yeah, but is that just because of off-the-field issues? He had some legal problems, some unpaid debts. Is that what's holding him back?
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
I mean, apparently, yeah.
We are grown-ass people in this world.
Yes.
That means we should be smart enough to separate the art from the person, right?
Yes.
There's a bunch of clowns out there making music. I can enjoy their music and not like the person. There's a bunch of clowns out there making movies. I can enjoy their movie and not like the person. Like, you can separate the art from the individual. Why all of a sudden we play stupid and say all that stuff matters? It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. Was he a great basketball player? End of discussion.
All right. I guess we'll see. I do think that this deserves a poll, though. I do need a poll out there to determine how the people are feeling. Maybe I got this off. Maybe I'm wrong. Jay Fig, where do your rats lie in regards to this?
Well, you do know I'm Spirit Leroy, so I'm going to agree with Leroy.
That's true. All right.
It's never wrong.
Rats are staying on the ship. Apparently, they think Kemba Walker is a Hall of Famer.
He is.
I mean, as of right now, he's not technically. But we'll
see.
He
just got done.
We'll see.
It's got to be, what, 5 years now?
How long after retirement is one eligible for the Basketball Hall of Fame? You see how quickly I type? I'm like a robot, dude.
Do you think that Klay Thompson should be in the Hall of Fame?
Unfortunately, yeah, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. It doesn't mean that he deserves it. Rudy Gobert is going to be in the Hall of Fame. We all know the truth, Rudy. But I know how these voters work.
Are they going to put COVID-19 next to his name?
Just a little asterisk. The rule is 4 years after full retirement before the Hall of Fame.
We say 4 years?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. 4 years after.
Somebody agrees with you. Kemba Walker is not a Hall of Famer. Y'all crazy.
I'm telling you, there's. I asked Jimmy on the way in. There's a couple people that are like, I don't know, man.
Y'all does forget, he still have a sprained wrist?
Y'all forget what he did in college. And he averaged 20 points. He averaged 20 points in the league for over, like, what?
Jimmy.
12 years?
Yeah, okay, yes, over 12 years. And it would have been more had he not had a significant drop-off.
Right.
All right. I mean, look, only time will tell. We're going to continue to ask this question. I feel like this is a debatable topic as well.
No, we're not.
Okay, I guess we won't. I guess we're done with that.
Ever again.
All right, I guess we're done. We're done with
that. You'll forget about this next week for sure.
Absolutely.
I'm going to remember it just because of this moment.
Because you want to be right. But then when you're wrong, you'll forget.
Not only will I forget, I'll bury it.
Mario Chalmers averaged 10 points in his career. No.
Champion, though. I don't like this. Dennis Lopez says Klay is first ballot.
Klay is a first ballot.
First ballot, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
J-Fig, what's number four?
I believe this is coming to theaters soon. Today. Or it already is, but Despicable Me 4.
Yes.
Who would have thought they would have gone? They would have gone to the 4.
That's why Tobin took off today.
That's why Tobin.
He went to the grand opening.
Indeed, his own movie, you know.
Yeah, you know he's Gru.
He, of course. How can anyone hide that nose? That is Despicable Me 4 comes out today, which is a smart move. Right before July 4th, have an opportunity to see it. Am I rats off a ship on there being a fourth Despicable Me? I'm going to find out right now. One thing will determine whether or not I am.
I feel like I've only seen one and two.
Hey, somebody said, can we sign Gru Holiday?
Yeah, that'd be good. I was
Tobin
a fan.
Tobin is walking the red carpet.
That's what I just said.
I know you did, but
Pharrell
I don't
Williams.
Know why I just pictured the red carpet.
Pharrell Williams, who most notably did the song Happy for Despicable Me, also has a hand in production yet again for the fourth time in the music production for Despicable Me 4.
You know what Fonz told me yesterday?
What'd he say?
You know, he's the lead designer for Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, I did hear that recently, actually.
Yeah.
Yep, it's New Men's creative director.
Yeah.
Nice, I like that.
That's crazy.
That is crazy, but it's also like, I believe it. You know, it's for real.
Glenn Rice would get in. That's right, Glenn Rice. I agree with.
Yeah, exactly. Look at that.
That I agree.
Look at that.
You want to talk about college?
Yep.
I witnessed it firsthand. Glenn Rice. Dude could not dribble in college, but he could shoot the lights out. He didn't miss. In fact, wait a minute. I think he still has the record for most points scored in a tournament.
In the tournament, yes, he does.
In the tournament, in the NCAA tournament.
He does indeed.
I was there.
And he's not in the Hall of Fame.
I was there. It was awesome.
I can imagine. Witness a lot of winning in your life there, Leroy.
Yep. And then in 1 year, it was ruined. Because I lost more games my first year in the NFL than I lost in high school and college put together.
Rough. Can't relate as a Lava member. Only lost once.
Before people were shooting it up, before people were shooting like they shoot now.
Yeah.
He was, oh my, dude. Shooter. I'm telling you, it was amazing.
J-Fig, were your rats on or off a ship on Despicable Me 4?
I'm not rats off a ship, but I may or may not be watching it. I don't know. That's fair.
I'm not rats off a ship. I'm not rats off a ship because every time I've actually saw one on TV and stopped, it's been hilarious.
Yeah,
but it's really not my type of movie to be going and.
It has to someone like come to us for us to watch
it. Right, yeah, exactly.
For sure.
So I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It's just not. I'm kind of rats off a ship paying money to go see a cartoon.
That's fair.
I got Cartoon Network at my house if I want to chuckle. I'm not going to go spend money to watch a cartoon.
You served your time. That's fair. All right. When we come back, we will close out Leroy's final show of the week. The only way we know how, with some July 4th trivia. That and more when we come back. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Final segment. We have ourselves July 4th trivia. Time now for you two to compete to determine who is the July 4th champion. You guys ready for question number one?
Yep.
All right, let's get right into it. The oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence was 70 years old at the time. Was this person?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden wishes he was 70 years old. Actually, America wishes Joe Biden was 70 years old. Was this Benjamin Franklin? Was this John Hancock? Or was this Alexander Hamilton? J. Fig? A. Who was the answer there?
A.
Benjamin Franklin.
Sure.
All right.
Benjamin Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Again. I know Hancock was the biggest signature.
Oh. Was it the biggest? I thought it was the first.
No. Who's the other one? Benjamin Franklin?
John Hancock and Alexander Hamilton.
I'm going to say Alexander Hamilton because I haven't heard of him.
All right. The correct answer of the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence at 70 years young. J. Fig said Benjamin Franklin and she got it. Correct. 1 point for Figgy. There it goes.
Look at that. It's pretty strong.
Now, we talked a lot about fireworks these past 2 days. This is a true or false question. At some points, fireworks can get 15 times hotter than boiling hot water. Is that true or false, Figgy?
True.
Love the confidence you have in all these answers thus far. So far, so good. Leroy?
How many times boiling water is 210 or 212?
Dude.
5 times is 1,000.
Yes. 15 times. What about that?
15 times.
Mm.
So it's... I'm going to say true. Sounds like a stupid thing to make up.
I never underestimate
which I'm totally capable of doing. You better watch out for that one. But you guys both got it correct. True.
That confidence.
Indeed. Now, let's go ahead and continue to our final two questions. This year, Americans are expected to spend around how many billions of dollars on food alone? Is it 2.3 billion? Is it 6.8 billion? Or is it $9.5 billion on food alone?
Wait, give me the options one more time.
2.3, 6.8, or $9.5 billion.
I'll say 6.
All right.
2.3.
The correct answer is...
My head is saying 2.3.
According to NPR.org, Americans are expected to spend around $9.5 billion on food alone.
That's crazy.
That's rough. That is rough. Now, U.S. emergency rooms see an uptick of injuries on the 4th. Firework injuries are among the most common reasons for ER visits. Keep in mind that 29% of firework injuries happen to hands and fingers. About how many people were injured by fireworks in the year 2022? The options? 100,000. The second option? 25,000. The third option? 10,000. How many people were injured by fireworks in 22? Was it 100,000, 25,000, or 10,000? Figgy?
Give me the options one more time.
100,000, 25,000, or 10,000?
Wow.
By the way, this question counts for a bajillion points, and it's worth all the marbles.
No, don't do that to me. I'm going to say B.
What was B? B was 25,000. Leroy, 25,000. Yeah. Leroy, what are you guessing?
And staying with how this has gone, I'm going to say 100,000.
All right. Well, I'd like to let you know that the correct answer is...
10,000.
With that being said, Jay Fig, you win an answer of 2 correct answers to 1.
Look at that.
Man.
How the turntables.
Leroy. One day you'll get better at these games, huh? This has been Leroy's final show for the week. Leroy, say bye to the people.
Bye. Hey.
Yeah.
Y'all be safe out there.
Absolutely.
Please do not be a part of a statistic. Yeah. Please.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, don't be one of the 10,000.
Don't.
And try not to beat each other up. Like enjoy the hot dogs and hamburgers and ribs and chicken.
The good stuff.
Enjoy family and your friends and just have a good time.
Have a good time.
No
enjoy
need for
yourself.
Nonsense.
Be safe. Have fun. Love on each other. Leroy, I'll be seeing you tomorrow. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow too, J-Fig. We'll see.
Yeah, we don't know what, I mean.
We never know.
She might show up on Saturday.
With that being said, Leroy, stay away from the side pieces, please.
Who's not a big fan of a side piece?
I don't think that's what it's called, Leroy. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Final segment. We have ourselves July 4th trivia. Time now for you two to compete to determine who is the July 4th champion. You guys ready for question number one?
Yep.
All right, let's get right into it. The oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence was 70 years old at the time. Was this person?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden wishes he was 70 years old. Actually, America wishes Joe Biden was 70 years old. Was this Benjamin Franklin? Was this John Hancock? Or was this Alexander Hamilton? J-Fig? Who's your who was the answer there?
A.
Benjamin Franklin.
Sure.
All right.
Benjamin Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Again. I know Hancock was the biggest signature.
Oh. Was it the biggest? I thought it was the first.
No. Who's the other one? Benjamin Franklin?
John Hancock and Alexander Hamilton.
I'm going to say Alexander Hamilton because I haven't heard of him.
All right. The correct answer of the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence at 70 years young. J. Fig said Benjamin Franklin, and she got it. Correct. 1 point for Figgy. God. There it goes. There it goes.
Look at that. Starting strong.
Now, we talked a lot about fireworks these past 2 days. This is a true or false question. At some points, fireworks can get 15 times hotter than boiling hot water. Is that true or false, Figgy?
True.
Love the confidence you have in all these answers thus far. So far, so good. Leroy?
How many times boiling water is 210 or 212?
Dude.
5 times is 1,000.
Yes. 15 times. What about that?
15 times.
Mm.
So it's... I'm going to say true. Sounds like a stupid thing to make up.
I've never underestimated
which I'm totally capable of doing. You better watch out for that one. But you guys both got it correct. True.
That confidence.
Indeed. Now, let's go ahead and continue to our final 2 questions. This year, Americans are expected to spend around how many billions of dollars on food alone? Is it 2.3 billion? Is it 6.8 billion? Or is it $9.5 billion on food alone?
Wait, give me the options one more time.
2.3, 6.8, or $9.5 billion?
I'll say 6.
All right.
2.3.
The correct answer
is... My head is saying 2.3.
According to NPR.org, Americans are expected to spend around $9.5 billion on food alone.
That's crazy.
That's rough. That is rough. Now, U.S. emergency rooms see an uptick of injuries on the 4th. Firework injuries are among the most common reasons for ER visits. Keep in mind that 29% of firework injuries happen to hands and fingers. About how many people were injured by fireworks in the year 2022? The options? 100,000. The second option, 25,000. The third option, 10,000. How many people were injured by fireworks in 22? Was it 100,000, 25,000, or 10,000? Figgy?
Give me the options one more time.
100,000, 25,000, or 10,000?
Wow.
By the way, this question counts for a bajillion points and it's worth all the marbles.
No, don't do that to me. I'm going to say B.
What was B? B was 25,000. Leroy, 25,000. Yeah. Leroy, what are you guessing?
And staying with how this has gone, yes. I'm going to say 100,000.
All right. Well, I'd like to let you know that the correct answer is...
10,000.
With that being said, J. Fig, you win. An answer of 2 correct answers to 1.
Look at that.
man.
How the turntables.
Leroy. One day you'll get better at these games, huh? This has been Leroy's final show for the week. Leroy, say bye to the people.
Bye. Hey.
Yeah.
Y'all be safe out there.
Absolutely.
Please do not be a part of a statistic. Yeah. Please.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, don't be one of the 10,000.
Don't
be. And try not to beat each other up. Like enjoy the hot dogs and hamburgers and ribs and chicken.
Yeah, the good
and
stuff.
Enjoy family and your friends and just have a good time.
Have a good time.
No
enjoy
need for
yourself.
Nonsense.
Be safe. Have fun. Love on each other. Leroy, I'll be seeing you tomorrow. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow too, J-Fig. We'll see.
Yeah, we don't know what, I mean.
We never know.
She might show up on Saturday.
With that being said, Leroy, stay away from the side pieces, please.
Who's not a big fan of a side piece?
I don't think that's what it's called, Leroy.